And someone in camp said, boy, Lucy, is this skeleton is so special. And you really think she's a female? And I said, yes. And she said, well, why don't we call her Lucy? And once that was uttered, there was no going back. From that second forward, she was known to everybody as Lucy.
Oh, that's
she's also known by an Ethiopian name, because after all, she was found in Ethiopia, and I felt she should have her own Ethiopian name. And she's called Dinkanesh, which is in the Amharic language of Ethiopia, and which means you are wonderful. And the local people, the Afar people who speak Afar, call her Holomeli, which is their name for you are wonderful. So she has a number of different names. And all over Ethiopia, you see references to her, mostly in her Anglo-Saxon name. You see the Lucy Bakery or the Lucy School or the Lucy soccer team. So she has had an enormous effect on many of us 3.2 million years after she lived.